Jed Gilliam enters tonight on a 23-game on-base streak, which is the second longest active in the Appalachian League. The 0-2. Slow roller to third base, charging in. Elko scoops it up, but he has no play to first base. It's a leadoff infield single for Jed Gilliam, and he extends his on-base streak to 24 games. And you better bet that Gilliam is a threat to steal. Six stolen bases this season. Just recorded his team-leading 29th hit. It brings up R.J. Johnson Jr. It's his first road start for the Axemen. First offering is a cut and a miss on a high fastball. Johnson Jr. reached base safely multiple times in four plate appearances in each of his first two games. No balls and a strike on the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. The pitch. Ball one outside. In his first start, Johnson Jr. singled twice and stole two bases. And in his second game on Sunday, he was hit by a pair of pitches and scored a run. Jed Gilliam led off with an infield single on a two-strike pitch. He leads off first base. The 1-1, Johnson Jr. mashes it into the right center gap for a base hit. Gilliam on his way to third. He'll get the wave home and score. Johnson Jr. peels toward third base, and it's an RBI triple for the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. It's 1-0 Kingsport. For Johnson Jr., it's his first triple of the season and first extra base hit. First offering to Swinney. Swing and a miss. So the Axemen are off to a hot start in Burlington. A leadoff infield single from Jed Gilliam. And three pitches later, R.J. Johnson Jr. triples him home. The 0-1. Low and away. Runner on third. Nobody out. Axemen 1. Sock Puppets 0. In the top of the first inning. The 1-1 from Lovelace. Strike 2 call. Mason Swinney has driven in a run in 12 of 23 games, including four of his last six. He has a golden opportunity here. The 1-2. Hit him on the back. It's an HBP for Mason Swinney, and each of the first three Axemen hitters have reached base safely. And it brings up the red-hot Devin Zyrus. Kingsport has runners on the corners with nobody out for Devin Zyrus, who has recorded an extra base hit in three straight games. Swinney on first base, Johnson Jr. on third. Swinney takes off, first pitch hits Zyrus on the back. On back-to-back pitches, an Axemen hitter is plunked on the back, and it loads the bases for Cal Sefcik. And now a mound visit from pitching coach Jason White to Jimmy Lovelace and company. This is a lengthy mound visit that has just concluded. This is the best start to a first inning the Axemen have had all season long. Jed Gilliam led off with an infield single. Three pitches later, R.J. Johnson Jr. tripled him home. Then Mason Swinney was hit by a pitch. And on the next pitch, Devin Zyrus was hit. Zyrus on first, Swinney on second, Johnson on third, nobody out for Cal Sefcik. First offering, low and away, ball one. This is Sefcik's second plate appearance, hitting with the bases loaded this season. One ball and no strikes on the Cincinnati Bearcat. The pitch. Up and in, ball two. Hitters count for Cal Sefcik. The 2-0. Low and away, ball three. Zyrus on first base, Swinney on second, Johnson Jr. on third. The 3-0. Ball four up and in. It's a four-pitch RBI walk for Cal Sefcik. It brings home R.J. Johnson Jr. and the Axemen lead 2-0. The bases remain loaded now for Nico Newhan. Sefcik on first, Zyrus on second, Swinney on third. First offering is a ball high and outside. When batting with the bases loaded this season, Nico Newhan is 1-for-4 with 3 RBIs. The next pitch is up and in, ball two. The first 5 Axemen hitters have reached base safely. A single, a triple, a pair of hit-by-pitches, and a walk. The 2-0. Ball three high. Nico Newhan has walked just 3 times in 100 plate appearances. The 3-0. Strike one call. Newhan walked once in his first 71 plate appearances, but twice in his last 29. The 3-1 hit him on the back. For the third time this frame, a Kingsport batter has been hit on the back. And it scores Mason Swinney from third. Kingsport leads 3-0. An RBI HBP for Nico Newhan, and it loads the bases for Tyler Myatt. Kingsport 3, Burlington 0. First offering, strike one call. Newhan on first, Sefcik on second, Zyrus on third. None of the three put the ball in play. The 0-1. Myatt cuts and misses, strike two. Bases loaded, nobody out. 3-0 Kingsport. Lovelace fires home the 0-2. Ball in the dirt. The 1-2, Myatt laces it foul and out of play. A ball and two strikes to Myatt. The pitch, strike three call. That's the first out of the game. Stone Lawless comes up to bat with the bases loaded. First offering. Strike one call. Stone Lawless has reached base safely in 3 straight games since failing to do so in his Kingsport debut. He is 3-for-8 in his last 3 starts. Bases loaded, one out for the Tennessee Vol. Lovelace from the windup. Earls home the 0-1. Ball one, low and away. The first 6 Kingsport batters reached base safely. Only 2 put the ball in play. A moment ago, Myatt struck out, but the bases remain occupied, now with 1 out for Lawless. The 1-1. Low and inside, ball 2. The 2-1 from Lovelace. Lawless grounds it to second base. DeLonzo has it, flips it to second. Throw to first. Yes, sir, rebound. It's a half inning ending, 6-4-3 double play. Rather, 4-6-3. But the Axemen do bring home three runs in the top half. After half an inning, Kingsport 3, Sock Puppets will come up to bat next to face Drew Hoover. Well, the Axemen have bases loaded, nobody out after scoring the first three runs and failed to do anything else with it. In the first inning, Jimmy Lovelace threw 29 pitches, 14 strikes. Drew Hoover will face Leif Trevino Jr., Brody Block, and Tyler Albright.
Is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Prior to that three-run first inning from the Axemen, Kingsport had scored just 8 first-inning runs in 28 completed games. And not only that, 5 of those 8 came in one game against Bristol. So again, the Axemen score a chunk of runs in a first inning. Trevino Jr., Brody Block, and Tyler Albright are the three due up for the Sock Puppets. And let's give you the defensive alignment for the Kingsport Axemen. The starting pitcher is Drew Hoover, the catcher Stone Lawless, first baseman Devin Zyrus, second baseman Nico Newhan, third baseman Cal Sefcik, shortstop Mason Swinney, and left field Tyree Jackson, center field Jet Gilliam, right field R.J. Johnson Jr., and the designated hitter is Tyler Myatt. Drew Hoover enters tonight 0-2 overall with a 3.97 ERA through 5 starts and 1 relief outing. He'll face Trevino Jr., who enters tonight on a league-best 11-game hit streak. First pitch home is a ball low and inside. Hoover, in his last two starts, has thrown a first-pitch strike to just 22 of 43 batters faced. The 1-0. Cut and a miss. 238 of his 411 pitches this season have been strikes, which is a 58% strike rate. And 8 of his 19 hits allowed have been for extra bases. The 1-1, Trevino Jr. bloops it into right field, but R.J. Johnson Jr. will make the catch. Inning by inning in his last start versus Elizabethton on July 2nd, Hoover threw 22 pitches in the first, 29 in the second, 17 in the third, and 18 in the fourth. He enters tonight with a 1.63 whip and .235 opponent average. Base is empty, one out for Brody Block. First offering from Hoover. Ground ball to shortstop. Handled by... Oh, it gets through. And it rolls into left field, and that'll be a fielding error on Swinney. Took a mean hop at the last second. And a rare fielding error from Mason Swinney. Runner on first, one out for Tyler Albright, Burlington left fielder. Hoover in total, entering tonight, 23 innings, 10 earned runs on 19 hits, 18 walks, and 24 strikeouts. First pitch to Albright, ball up and away. Trevino Jr. led off with a flyout to right field, and then moments ago, Brody Block reached on an error. Fielding error from shortstop Mason Swinney. So Block leads off first base. Hoover from the stretch. Comes home with the 1-0. Ball outside. Including tonight's three first inning runs, the Axemen have been outscored by 17 runs in the opening frame this season. They've allowed 28 first inning runs in 28 games. So one per game. The 2-0. Ball three up and away. Albright this season is batting .324 with 14 RBIs, 16 runs scored. He has 22 hits and 68 at-bats, two doubles, a home run, and the same number of walks as strikeouts, 15. The 3-0, strike one call. Well, Drew Hoover has not gotten much run support this season, just two per game and five starts, but he already has three before he saw the mound tonight. Hitters count for Albright, the 3-1. Strike two called, touches the outside part of the zone. Kingsport 3, Burlington 0 in the bottom of the first inning. Full count on Tyler Albright. Block leads off first base. Payoff pitch. Blooped foul and out of play. Overall, Kingsport starters this season have a 4-8 record with a 5.53 ERA. They've allowed 102 hits and 107 and a third innings pitch. 76 walks, 110 strikeouts. The payoff once again from Drew Hoover. Runner takes off. Ground ball to shortstop. Swinney has it. No play to second base, but he throws to first for the out. The hit and run certainly worked well for the Sock Puppets because if Block didn't take off, it would have been an easy 6-4-3 double play. So it's a ground out to shortstop from Albright, but now the Sock Puppets have a runner in scoring position. Runner on second, two outs for the cleanup batting Bromley Thornton. He's 9-for-36, batting .250 with a pair of doubles, a home run, three walks, and eight strikeouts. Hoover steps off. A splendid evening in Burlington, North Carolina at Burlington Athletic Stadium. First offering is a ball in the dirt from Hoover to Thornton. So Trevino Jr. led off with a flyout. Block reached on an error, then Albright grounded out. And now it's Bromley Thornton with a runner on second and two down. The 1-0. Ball outside. Kingsport brought up eight batters in the first inning and scored three. Burlington looks to respond with a two-out run of their own. Hitters count for Thornton. The 2-0 from Hoover. Ball three up and away. On his last start, Hoover walked four batters and struck out three in four innings. That was a no decision. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. Ball four outside, and it's a two-out walk for Bromley Thornton. That brings up Cole Nelson, who can tie the game with a home run. Now mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas and manager Rick Adair, also trainer Brandon Harrell, as well as the catcher Stone Lawless, and the rest of the infield converges, and I wonder what this could be about. Hopefully Hoover is able to stay in the game because Kingsport is running extremely thin on relievers. Already lost Logan Bryson and Kyle Kipp this afternoon. So Hoover will stay in the game, which is great news. Also, Sebastian Pisacreta is now gone. So the two catchers on the roster are Riley Orr and Stone Lawless. They had Carson Cabbage and Scotty Dean, who each started a game, but they're both gone. So it appears that Hoover will be removed from the game. He threw a few warm-up pitches, and he's done. Wow. Here comes JT Davis. Well, Davis had a very rocky start to the season, but in his last appearance, improved significantly. His last time out was July 4th at Elizabethton. In three innings, he allowed two earned runs on three hits, a walk, and five strikeouts. In his previous three and a third innings pitch, he had allowed eight runs, six earned, on seven hits. And in his last outing, he walked one, struck out five. In his previous four outings combined, he had walked nine and struck out just four. So JT Davis will throw a few warm-up pitches, a slight delay in tonight's game because he was not expecting to have to warm up this early in the game. So JT Davis will come in with runners on first and second, two outs to face Cole Nelson. Unfortunately, Drew Hoover's night comes to an end. So he'll finish with a no decision. In two-thirds of an inning, Hoover allowed no hits, a walk, no strikeouts, and had a batter reach on an error. And it's crazy how sports work. Say that the Swinney doesn't make an error on that play. Maybe Hoover continues this outing because he wouldn't have thrown a pitch at a certain time. Sports is crazy like that. Or are crazy like that. But Swinney redeemed himself on the next pitch and made the play from shortstop to first. So Davis still throwing warm-up pitches. But when we come back, it'll be Thornton on first and Block on second with two outs for Cole Nelson. JT Davis still throwing warm-up pitches. It's just a really unfortunate beginning and ending to the night for Drew Hoover, unable to finish the first inning because of an injury. And it says that he left the game due to an injured knee. He seemed to be all right walking off the field, but hopefully this is not long term. Well, JT Davis is ready to go. I know for a fact Cole Nelson is. He's been waiting about 5 minutes. Nelson this season is batting .262 with 13 RBIs. He's tied for the team lead with 16 runs scored. He's 16 for 61 with three doubles, a home run, 10 walks, and 21 strikeouts. Thornton on first, Block on second. Cole Nelson will face JT Davis. Davis overall has no decisions and an 11.37 ERA. In six and a third innings pitched, he's allowed 10 runs, 8 earned on 10 hits, 10 walks, and 9 strikeouts. His first pitch, ball low and inside. and no strikes. Davis looks back at the runner on second base in block, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Davis entered his last outing on Elizabethan, having retired just 9 of 25 batters faced. But in that appearance, Davis retired 9 of 14 batters faced, including 5 strikeouts. The 1-1. Lifted high in the air to deep left field. Jackson running back. He looks up. Forget about it. It's a game-tying 3-run home run from Cole Nelson, and the Sock Puppets have tied the game. Cole Nelson with his second home run of the season and wasted no time on JT Davis. Again, Drew Hoover had to leave the game with a knee injury. And that's why when the Axemen had bases loaded with nobody out and were unable to score any more runs, it could end up being a very costly missed opportunity. So the bases are empty with two outs for Joseph DeLonzo, the 1-0. Inside ball two. DeLonzo this season is batting .203 with 6 RBIs, 6 runs scored, doubles, 6 walks, and 8 strikeouts. The 2-0 from Davis. Foul back. Davis from the windup. Delivers the 2-1. Looped into shallow center field, and Swinney can't make the play. It drops in for a base hit. It's a two-out single for Joseph DeLonzo. And 3 straight Sock Puppets have reached base safely. Off to a very high-scoring start, 3-3 in Burlington. It's the bottom of the first inning, 2 outs, a runner on first for Gage Miller. He's had a tough start to the season, 7 for 46, batting .152. DeLonzo leads off first base. First pitch is a half swing and a miss from Miller. Miller, 2 of his 7 hits have been doubles. The pitch, ball in the dirt. Kingsport with 3 runs on 2 hits. Burlington has 3 runs on 2 hits, but Kingsport has 1 error in the field. And again, JT Davis on that home run only gets charged 1 earned run and the other 2 to Hoover because he was responsible. The next pitch is blooped again into center field, but Nico Newhan is there to make the inning-ending catch. Took a few steps back from second base, makes the grab. That ends the first inning, but not before the Sock Puppets put up 3 runs in response to Kingsport's 3 in the top half. Through one, tie game coming up in the top of the second inning. Due up Tyree Jackson, Jet Gilliam, and R.J. Johnson Jr., the 9-1-2 batters.
Universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
Tyree Jackson The ninth batter leads off the top of the second inning, and he takes a first pitch strike. Jackson started the season as here's the 0-1. Jackson fouls it back. Jimmy Lovelace wastes no time when he gets the ball back from his catcher, Garrett Garfield. The 0-2, ball one outside. Jackson started the year 3-for-26 in road games, but is since 3-for-8 away from Hunter Wright Stadium. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. Jackson launches it into deep left field, running back Albright, and he leaps to make the catch. One down at the top of the second inning. Impressive grab from Albright. Back to the top of the order with Jet Gilliam. He's 1-for-1 with a single and a run score. He's on a 24-game on-base streak. First offering from Lovelace. Low and inside. Gilliam has driven in 18 runs in his last 18 games. The 1-0, ball two outside. When hitting ahead in the count, Gilliam is 13-for-30, batting .433 with 7 extra base hits. The 2-0. Gilliam smashes it into left field, but Albright makes the sliding catch. The top of the second belongs to the Burlington left fielder. Two down. Nobody on, two outs for R.J. Johnson Jr., who's 1-for-1 with an RBI triple and a run score. 3-3 in the top of the second. First pitch from Lovelace. Ball downstairs. So Johnson Jr. has reached base safely in each of his first three games in an Axman uniform. The 1-0. That's lined into left field for a base hit. It's a two-out single for R.J. Johnson Jr., and he has reached base safely multiple times in each of his first three games. Runner on first, two outs, and it brings up Mason Swinney. Swinney was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the top of the first. Johnson Jr. leads off first base, held on by Gage Miller. First offering is a ball up and away to Swinney. Mason Swinney has homered four times in July. Only one other player has homered twice this month, and that's Brody Johnston of Greenville. Throwback to first. All four of those home runs came this past week. Johnson Jr. takes off. Swinney pops it up, though. Third baseman Michael Elko is under it, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. Johnson Jr. gets a two-out single, but the Axemen are unable to bring home a run. Through an inning and a half, 3-3 in Burlington. Two up for the Sock Puppets in the bottom of the second inning. Michael Elko, Garrett Garfield, and back to the top of the order with Lee Trevino Jr. So Lovelace threw 29 pitches in the first inning, only 11 in the second. We'll be back for the bottom of the second inning coming up. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee, so enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick it up at your local grocery retailer. JT Davis returns to the mound. Thank you. The 8-9-1 batters are due up for Burlington to face JT Davis. His first batter faced Cole Nelson, hit a three-run homer off of him in the bottom of the first to tie the game. First pitch in the bottom of the second is a ball outside. Elko enters tonight batting 224, 11 for 49. Two doubles, 13 walks, 20 strikeouts. The 1-0, skied high, fouled out of play. Left field is half shaded, but the rest of the outfield is sunny. The 1-1 from Davis. Ball too high. Davis now has a 10.8 ERA. The 2-1. Strike two call. Michael Elko is out of Richmond University. The 2-2 from Davis. Ball three, low and away. The Spiders had that big upset in the NCAA tournament a few years back, beating the Iowa Hawkeyes. I believe that was Keegan Murray's Hawkeyes in March Madness. Payoff pitch. Ground ball to third. Picked up by Sefcik. Throw across the diamond is perfection for the first out in the bottom of the second. Base is empty, one out for Garfield. First pitch is the ball low and away. Three-three tie in the bottom of the second. The 1-0. Cut and a miss. This is the first of four games between Kingsport and Burlington this season. Two in North Carolina, two back in Tennessee. The 1-1. Strike two call inside part of the zone. Garfield is 4 for 27, batting 148 this season with two RBIs and seven runs scored. A ball and two strikes. Davis delivers home. Swing and a miss. It's dropped by Lawless. He picks it up and throws to first for the out. Davis has retired three straight batters since allowing a homer and a single to his first two faced. Nobody on, two outs for Lee Trevino Jr. He's 0 for 1 with a flyout to the right fielder, R.J. Johnson Jr. First pitch is a strike one call. The 0-1, low and inside, and it looks like it hit him. It's a two-out HBP for Trevino Jr. This will bring up Brody Block. He's 0 for 1 with a run scored. He reached on a fielding error by Mason Swinney in the bottom of the first inning. That was on the first pitch he saw. Runner takes off. It's a ball outside. Lawless throw down to second. Got him! Lawless throws out Trevino Jr. trying to steal second base. The Tennessee Vol hoses his first runner in 2024. And we head to the third inning, all knotted up at three. The middle of the order, Devin Zyrus, Cal Sefcik, Nico Newhan, all of whom reached base in their first time up to bat, are due up to begin the third inning. Kingsport 3, Burlington 3. We return to Burlington Athletic Stadium right after a quick break.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
It has been quite an entertaining start to tonight's game. Kingsport scored three in the top of the first. Burlington responded with three of its own in the bottom half of the opening inning. And now it is the middle of the order. Zyrus, who was hit by a pitch. Sefcik, who has an RBI walk. And Newhan, who has an RBI hit by pitch. Zyrus has seen his OPS come up to above 1,000 at 1,002 following that hit by pitch in the first inning. Lovelace returns to the mound. His first pitch is a strike one call. Zyrus has reached base safely 20 times in his last 35 plate appearances. Cut and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes. Lovelace delivers. Ball one outside. The 1-2 in the dirt. Square count on the Eastern Michigan Eagle. Zyrus has recorded an extra base hit in three straight games. He's had four doubles in that span. From the windup, Lovelace sends in the 2-2. Cut and a miss, strike three. Jimmy Lovelace is starting to find his rhythm, but now he faces the dangerous Cal Sefcik, who recorded an RBI four-pitch walk his first time up in the top of the first inning. Bases empty, one out, tie game in the top of the third. First offering, Sefcik chops it up the middle, second baseman, DeLonzo makes a sliding play, and throw to first is in time for the out. Spectacular glove from DeLonzo, and an even better throw to get out Sefcik. Base is empty, two outs for Nico Newhan. First pitch is a strike one call. Newhan was hit by a pitch that brought home Mason Swinney his first time up. The 0-1. Ball one up and away. The 1-1 from Lovelace. Low and in, and Newhan is ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike. The pitch, cut and a miss. Got him chasing at the outside fastball. Newhan has 24 hits and 95 at-bats, seven extra bases. The 2-2, chopper up the middle. Shortstop can't make the play, and it rolls into center field for a base hit. It's a two-out single for Nico Newhan, and he's reached base each of his first two plate appearances. That's a tough play to make for Lee Trevino Jr. Runner on first, two outs for Tyler Myatt. He is 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. Throwback to first is late from Lovelace to Miller. There's a strike one call. No balls and a strike to Maya. The 0-1 from Lovelace. Newhan takes off. It's a ball in the dirt, and Newhan will swipe his team-leading 12th bag of the season. Runner on second, two outs for Tyler Myatt. The 1-1. Foul tip, strike two. When batting with runners in scoring position, including tonight, Myatt is 3-for-16 with 3 RBIs and 12 strikeouts. He's batting 140 with a 399 OPS. Newhand leads off second base, singled and stole second. A ball and two strikes the count on Myatt. Lovelace checks on Newhand. Fires home. Ball low and away. Square count on the seventh hitting designated hitter. The 2-2. Chopped foul off his leg. Tie game in the top of the third inning. Runner on second, two outs. The 2-2 once more from Lovelace. Myatt skies it, foul and out of play. Up comes the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. The 2-2 again. Myatt chops it, foul, first base side. Myatt was down in the count, a ball and two strikes, and has since then watched a ball outside the zone and fouled off three straight pitches. The eighth pitch of the plate appearance and fourth 2-2 offering from Jimmy Lovelace is upcoming. Newhand leads off second base. Here it is. Ball three outside. This is the longest plate appearance of the season for Tyler Myatt. It'll be a minimum of 9 pitches. Lovelace comes set, checks on Newhand. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. The Axemen strand a runner in scoring position and have left a runner on base in each of the first three innings. To the bottom of the third, due up for the Sock Puppets. 2-3-4 hitters Block, Albright, and Thornton when we return. The Axemen look to keep this game knotted up.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
JT Davis returns to the hill for Kingsport. Again, Drew Hoover, the starting pitcher, left the game early due to a knee injury. He threw just two-thirds of an inning, allowed 2 unearned runs on no hits. Well, that's wrong. Whoever did the official scoring is completely wrong. He walked one of the batters. Of course it's an earned run. you walk a batter, you leave the game, and that run ends up scoring. Of course it's earned. Well, it helps Drew Hoover's ERA, but it bothers me because it's factually incorrect. Well, JT Davis will face Brody Block. First pitch home. Ball in the dirt. Davis, in an inning and a third, has allowed one earned run on two hits. No walks, a strikeout, and a home run, which was a three-run blast from Cole Nelson. The two runners on base belong to Drew Hoover. The 1-0. Lifted high in the air to right center field. Johnson Jr. trotting back. Now Jet Gilliam is there, and he makes the catch in right center field. One down in the bottom of the third. The leadoff batter has been retired in each of the first three innings for the Burlington offense. Bases empty, one out for Tyler Albright. He takes ball one downstairs. Kingsport and Burlington knotted up at three. Both teams scored all their runs in the first inning. The 1-0 is a ball low and away. Albright is 0 for 1 with a ground out to the shortstop Mason Swinney. The 2-0, low and inside, ball three. Three balls and no strikes on Albright. The pitch, ball four, low and inside, and it's a four-pitch walk for Tyler Albright. Runner on first, one out. It brings up Bromley Thornton, who walked and scored a run his first time around. Davis from the stretch. Throws back to first. In the third inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored by 13 runs. That's a strike one call on the opening pitch from Davis to Thornton. Albright leads off first base, held on by Devin Zyrus. The 0-1. Strike two call. No balls, two strikes on the cleanup batter, Thornton. The pitch. Just got a piece of it. Foul ball, and it remains an 0-2 count. Both teams have had a base runner in all three half innings offensively. The 0-2 again. Just missed inside. Davis remains ahead in the count. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Davis punches out his second batter of the night. And that's the second out in the bottom of the third. Runner on first, two outs for Cole Nelson. Last time he faced Davis, took him deep for three runs. First pitch to him is a strike one call. Burlington has light blue numbers and white jerseys, white pants. The 0-1. Check swing, and they say he went around, and I have to disagree with that as well. He maybe went around 25%. So an unfortunate call going against Cole Nelson. He's down in the count 0-2. The pitch. Ground ball, foul, third base side. Albright leads off first base. The 1-2. Ball outside. Lawless throws back to first, and it was late. Good idea, though, from the Tennessee Volunteer. Runner on first, two outs. The 1-2 from Davis. Chopper to third. Caught by Sefcik. Throw across the diamond is scooped up by Zyrus, but he wasn't on the bag. Oh, no. Cole Nelson reaches first base, and Albright advances to second. It should be ruled. And I would rule that a fielding error on Zyrus, but I'll probably rule it a single. The throw was in time. It's just that his foot wasn't on the bag. See, that was ruled a throwing error on Sefcik. I don't know. Runners on first and second, two outs for Joseph DeLonzo. First two pitches from Davis to DeLonzo are balls low and away. The Sock Puppets have the go-ahead run in scoring position represented by Tyler Albright. Two balls and no strikes on DeLonzo. The pitch. Line drive into right field. Base hit. Johnson Jr. picks it up. He throws to the plate, but the runner is held up at third. Great throw from Johnson Jr. to prevent the go-ahead run from scoring, but it loads the bases for Gage Miller. The bases are loaded with two outs for Gage Miller, who was 0-for-1 with an inning-ending pop-out to Nico Newhan at second base. Davis from the windup hurls home his first pitch. Chopper to third base. Sefcik makes the backhand play, and he steps on the bag for the inning-ending force out. The Sock Puppets strand the bases loaded with two outs, and this game remains tied at 3. To the top of the fourth inning. Due up for the Axemen, the 8-9-1 batters Lawless, Jackson, and Gilliam. So both teams have left five runners on base through three innings. Jimmy Lovelace is back on the mound. Inning by inning through 29 in the first, 11 in the second, and 20 in the third. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Top of the fourth inning from Sockville. The Axemen led 3-0 after the first half inning, and it was a tie game after the completed opening frame. A Colt Nelson game-tying three-run shot came in the bottom of the first. So Lovelace will face Stone Lawless, who is 0-for-1 with a half-inning ending double play. First pitch is low and away. The 1-0. Ball two, high and outside. Lovelace, in three innings, has allowed 3 earned runs on 4 hits, a walk, 3 hit-by-pitches, and 3 strikeouts. Wallace fouls that pitch off his foot. Wallace is batting 214 to begin the season. He's 2 for his first 14 at-bats. 2 balls and a strike. The pitch. Ball 3 inside. The 3-1. Ball 4, low and inside. Stone Lawless has reached base for the fourth straight game, and he's the leadoff runner on first base. Runner on first, nobody out for Tyree Jackson. Don't let Jackson get ahead in the count because he's 9-for-18 in that situation. First pitch, Jackson rips it fair down the third baseline for a base hit. Lawless rounds second on his way to third. Newhan gives him the stop sign, and it's a one-pitch double for Tyree Jackson. Two runners in scoring position with nobody out for Jet Gilliam. First pitch from Lovelace. Low and away. Lawless walked to open up the inning, and then Jackson doubled on the next pitch. The 1-0. Gilliam pops it up, foul and out of play. Kingsport 3, Burlington 3. No runs have been scored since the opening inning. The 1-1. Low and outside. In the fourth inning this season, Kingsport has outscored its opponents 25-20. Lovelace from the windup. Comes home with the 2-1. Gilliam smashes it high in the air to deep left center field. Albright going back at the warning track. He makes the catch against the wall, but Lawless will score from third base on a Jet Gilliam RBI sacrifice fly, and the Axemen regain the lead. It's 4-3. And Tyree Jackson advances to third base, and now a mound visit from pitching coach for the Sock Puppets, Jason White. Runner on third, one out for R.J. Johnson Jr., who's already 2-for-2 with a triple and a single. So if he doubles or homers, he'll already be one away from the cycle. Kingsport 4, Burlington 3 in the top of the fourth inning. Jackson is the runner on third with one out for R.J. Johnson Jr. First offering is a chopper foul into the Kingsport dugout. Tonight, Johnson Jr. is 2-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. The 0-1, cut and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes on the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Lovelace from the windup. Earl's home. Ball up and away. The 1-2 pitch. Ball in the dirt, and Johnson Jr. has evened up the count. He has reached base safely multiple times in each of his first three games in an Axeman uniform. The 2-2. Strike three call. Delayed call, but Johnson Jr. now looking back at home plate umpire Santiago de la Garza, but that's just the second time this season he struck out. It brings up Mason Swinney. Swinney tonight is 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. First pitch, he lifts it high in the air to deep right field. Cole Nelson is under it, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. With that, Mason Swinney leads the league with 22 one-pitch at-bats. The Axemen strand a runner on third, but do bring home a run. The go-ahead score came on a Jet Gilliam RBI sack fly that brought home Stone Lawless. To the bottom of the fourth inning, Axemen up by a run. Do it for the Sock Puppets, Michael Elko, Garrett Garfield, and the leadoff man, Lee Trevino Jr. When we return, Axeman 4, Sock Puppets 3.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
First pitch temperature, 92 degrees, partly cloudy. First pitch was at 6:59, started a minute early on us, but I like it. Well, speaking of early, tomorrow morning's game is at 11. JT Davis is back on the hill. At the moment, he is in line for the win. It would be his first decision of the season. First pitch to Elko is right down the middle, strike one. Davis, in 2 1/3 innings pitched, has allowed an earned run on 3 hits, a walk, and a pair of strikeouts. No balls and a strike on Michael Elko. The pitch. Line drive. Diving play by Newhan at second base. Throw to first is in time for the out. A one hopper into the mid of Newhan, and he makes a remarkable play. Bases empty, one out. The Burlington leadoff hitter is 0-for-4 tonight through four innings. There's a first pitch strike from Davis to Garfield. Garfield is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. 4 for his first 28 at-bats. The 0-1. Chopper foul toward the Burlington dugout third base side, and it's no balls and 2 strikes. The middle of the Axeman order will be due up for the second time in 4 innings when we return in the top of the fifth. The 0-2, ball low and away. Kingsport scored 3 runs in the first inning, 1 in the fourth. Burlington scored all 3 of its runs in the bottom of the first. 1-2 count, 1 out. Davis from the windup. He was home with the 1-2. Ball in the dirt, and it got past Stone Lawless. It's a good thing that Elko didn't swing at missing that. As the backstop is quite far from home plate at Burlington Athletic Stadium. In fact, if you have a quick guy that gets a good jump, they could take two bases on a wild pitch or pass ball. The 2-2, low and inside. Davis was ahead in the count, no balls and two strikes, but has thrown three straight balls outside the zone. Full count on Garfield. Payoff pitch. Chopper to third. Sefcik has it. Throw to first is perfection for the second out in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on, two outs for Lee Trevino Jr. Davis from the windup. Delivers home. First pitch is a ball upstairs. Davis has completed three innings for the second straight relief appearance. The 1-0. Strike one call. Even count on Trevino Jr., the 1-1. Strike two call. Trevino Jr. thought it was inside. The 1-2 from Davis. Chopped foul, third base side into the Burlington bullpen. JT Davis can get Trevino Jr. out, it would be his longest outing of the season. The 1-2 again. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! JT Davis punches out Trevino Jr. to end the inning, and he has three Ks tonight. Top of the fifth coming up next. Axman in front, 4-3. The middle of the order, Zaire, Sefcik, and Newhan are due up when we return.
Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
The Sock Puppets make their first change of the evening. Starting pitcher Jimmy Lovelace is replaced by Job Olson. In four innings, Lovelace allowed four earned runs on five hits, two walks, four strikeouts. Two of those five hits were for extra bases, a double from Jackson, an RBI triple from Johnson Jr. Job Olson is from Layton, California. He attends Reedley Junior College. Just finished up his sophomore season there. Two pitchers on the Sock Puppet staff attended junior college in California. The other is Emilio Morales, who attends Compton Junior College. Devin Zyrus is 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. We'll face the new pitcher, Job Olson. First offering. Called strike one. The 0-1. Ball downstairs. Kingsport 4, Burlington 3. The Axemen have 5 hits. The Sock Puppets have 3. Kingsport has committed 2 errors in the field, while Burlington has none. The 1-1. Foul tip back off the backstop. Strike 2. Zyrus is tied for the league lead with a dozen extra base hits. The 1-2. Fouled away, third base side. Entering tonight, he's doubled 4 times in his last 3 games. On Sunday, in the tie-breaking win against Bristol, had a 2-run double with the bases loaded. The 1-2 again from Olson. Low and away. Kingsport ahead by a run in the top of the 5th inning. The 2-2. Zyrus with a chopper to short, picked up by Trevino Jr. Throw to first is late, and it's an infield single for Devin Zyrus. For the second time in 5 innings tonight, Kingsport has had a leadoff infield single. Both, of course, to the left side of the infield. Runner on first, nobody out for Cal Sefcik. 0-for-1 with an RBI walk. First offering from Olson. Sefcik, chopper to third, scooped up by Elko. Throw to second in time, throw to first is not. Oh, and they're saying that it was a runner's interference on Devin Zyrus, and that Cal Sefcik is out at first base. Wow. Well, first of all, I think Sefcik hit that first pitch off his foot, but now the first pitch to Newhand, strike one call. So it's a double play, but not Sefcik's fault. Bases empty, 2 outs for Nico Newhand. The 0-1, low and away. In the 5th inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored by just 3 runs, 17-14. The 1-1, Newhand, slow roller in front of home plate, but home plate umpire De La Garza says it's foul. If that was fair, that's probably the minimum amount of inches slash feet you can hit it in front of home plate. Bases empty, 2 outs following the Cal Sefcik double play and a Devin Zyrus runner's interference. The 1-2. Strike 3 call, and Newhand cannot believe it. He's out on strikes, and that ends the top of the 5th inning. The Axemen send the minimum of 3 hitters to the plate, but for the 5th straight inning, have had at least 1 base runner. Due up in the bottom of the 5th inning for Burlington, Brody Block, Tyler Albright, and Bromley Thornton. After a long first inning, this game has started to pick up plenty of pace. And I see Coach David Newhand speaking with home plate umpire De La Garza about the runner's interference on Zyrus. And now he'll have a chat with the first base umpire, which is Michael Green. We'll see if anything comes out of this. Well, regardless, we go to the bottom of the 5th, Kingsport 4, Burlington 3.
East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. At East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
An incredible outing from JT Davis. In three innings, he allowed an earned run on three hits, one walk, three strikeouts. But he did allow a three-run home run on his first batter face. But after that, he was nearly untouchable. Dylan Loy is the new pitcher, the Tennessee Volunteer. Dylan Loy retired 6 of 11 batters faced in his first appearance on July 5th at Elizabethton. 24 of his 38 pitches were strikes. That's a 63.2% strike rate. And all four of his strikeout at-bats lasted four pitches or fewer. In two innings, he allowed three runs, two earned on two hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. So when he strikes someone out, it's a pretty quick at-bat. Brody Block was up Brody Block is due up to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. JT Davis threw a perfect bottom of the fourth. Block is 0 for 2, reached on an error and flew out. First pitch from Loy. Strike one call. Gorgeous throw. Dylan Loy, of course, pitched in two games in the College World Series, including the final game of the college baseball season. The 0-1 is lifted foul and out of play. Base is empty, nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Dylan Loy fires home the 0-2. Ball low and away. I mentioned before he took the mound tonight, all four of his strikeout at-bats lasted four pitches or fewer in his Axman debut. This is the fourth pitch of the at-bat to Block. The 1-2. Slow roller back to the pitcher, Loy. Picks it up with his bare hand and throws to first in time for the out. Rocky Top in Burlington. The leadoff hitter for Burlington is 0-5. Fly out in the first inning, ground out in the second, fly out in the third, ground out in the fourth, and another ground out in the fifth inning. So they're putting the ball in play, but not getting anything out of it. So it's Tyler Albright up to bat. First pitch from Loy is sliced foul, third base side. Loy from the windup. Mails home the 0-1. Blowing in. Even count on Albright. The 1-1. Skied foul, out of play. Kingsport with four runs on six hits. Burlington three runs on three hits. ball and two strikes on Albright. Loy offers. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! Dylan Loy punches out Albright looking, and he's retired. Six consecutive batters going back to his last outing. Base is empty, two outs for Bromley Thornton. First pitch is a ball downstairs. Scoring updates around the Appalachian League. Johnson City leads Tri-State 4-1. Greenville has smoking Bristol 7-0. Pulaski trails Elizabethton 2-1. The 1-0 from Loy. Check swing, foul off the netting first base side. And then the biggest game, well, this one, of course, is the most important, but the second biggest game, Danville and Bluefield, has been postponed, and they'll have a doubleheader tomorrow. Ideally, Burlington wants Bluefield to lose both. Because they're in third place, trailing the Ridge Runners by two games. The 1-1, low and inside. But the race is so tight in both divisions, with Johnson City trailing the Axemen by a game and a half, but having a game in hand. Two balls and a strike on Bromley Thornton. Loy will step off. Loy's first batter grounded out back to him, and then Albright struck out looking on a 1-2 pitch. Two balls and a strike on Thornton. Loy fires home. Ground ball to third. Sefcik scoops it up. Throw to first is wide. It gets past Zyrus, and it rolls off the tarp. And Thornton will advance to second base. It looked like the throw was on line to me. Not sure what happened, but it will most likely be ruled a throwing error on Sefcik. That's the third error committed by the Axemen infield tonight. A runner in scoring position with two outs for Cole Nelson. 1-for-2 with a three-run homer, and he reached on an error by Cal Sefcik. His last time up. First offering from Loy. Hit him on the shoulder, it looked like. But they're saying it's ball one. It looked like it hit something before it hit his catcher, Stone Lawless. So a ball, no strikes on Nelson. The game-tying run is on second base in the bottom of the fifth. The 1-0. Strike one call. Kingsport has committed three errors, and the Sock Puppets have only three hits. The 1-1, ball low and away. Two balls and a strike on Cole Nelson. Thornton leads off second base. The pitch. Check swing, went around, strike two. Dylan Loy meticulously examines the signal from Stone Lawless. He comes set and hurls home the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! Rocky top in Burlington. Dylan Loy books a scoreless fifth inning, and the Axemen retain a 4-3 lead entering the sixth. Two up in the sixth inning for the Axemen. The bottom three batters, Tyler Myatt, Stone Lawless, and Tyree Jackson. Top of the sixth coming up.
The ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com. Join us.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Welcome back to beautiful Burlington, North Carolina, where the Axemen lead the Sock Puppets 4-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Tyler Myatt, Stone Lawless, and Tyree Jackson due up to bat facing Job Olson. First pitch to Myatt is a strike one call. Myatt is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. The average of Myatt has dwindled to 137. The 0-1 popped up, foul behind home plate. No balls and two strikes. The pitch from Olson. Half swing and a miss, and Tyler Myatt is out on strikes. Nobody on, one out for Stone Lawless. Walked and scored his last time around in the fourth inning. That gave Kingsport its go-ahead run, and they continue to lead 4-3. First pitch to Lawless is a ball outside. Tri-State has tied Johnson City 4-4. The 1-0, strike one call. That is great news for everybody, because Tri-State, in reality, is not a contender in the East Division. Johnson City is for both the 1-1, ball two low and away. Johnson City is the defending champion, and at the moment are in third place, game and a half behind Kingsport. Two balls and a strike on Stone Lawless. Olson from the stretch, fires home. Ball three downstairs. Lawless can walk in back-to-back plate appearances. Hitters count for the Tennessee Vol. The 3-1. Ball four low and away. It's a five-pitch walk to Stone Lawless, and he reaches base twice in one game for the first time this season. Well, not for the first time, for the second time. Runner on first, one out for Tyree Jackson. First pitch is a ball high. Tyree Jackson tonight is 1-for-2 with a double and a flyout. He's 4 for his last 10 at-bats away from home since starting 3-for-26 on the road. The 1-0. Strike one call. When batting with one out, Jackson is 6-for-15 this season. The 1-1. Ball two outside. And Jackson is 9 for 18 when hitting ahead in the count. And that 500 average is tied for the second best qualified in the league. The 2-1. Strike two call outside part of the zone. Kingsport 4, Burlington 3 in the top of the sixth inning. Runner on first, one out for Tyree Jackson. The square count pitch. Jackson skies it foul and out of play first base side. Jackson is hitting .286, which is the third best qualified average on the Axman active roster, and he has a .725 OPS. The 2-2 once more from Olson. Cut and a miss. Strike three. Runner on first. Two outs for Jet Gilliam. He launches the first pitch outside, ball one. Kingsport this season is 7-2 when Gilliam records an RBI, and he has the go-ahead RBI sac fly. The 1-0. Ball two up and in. In the fifth and sixth innings this season, Gilliam is 11 for 21. Batting above .500, and he has a hitter's count. The 2-0. Gilliam skies it foul and out of play first base side. He remains ahead in the count. Lawless leads off first base, held on by Miller. The 2-1. Laced foul first base side, strike two. Gilliam tonight is 1-for-2 with an infield single, an RBI sacrifice fly, and the first run scored of the game. And that came before the first out was recorded. The 2-2 from Olson. Ball three, high and inside. Gilliam leads the club with a .305 average. Payoff pitch. Lawless takes off, and it's ball four, up and in. It's a two-out full count walk for Jet Gilliam, and the Axemen have runners on first and second with two outs for R.J. Johnson, Jr. And now Burlington pitching coach Jason White will visit Olson, as well as the catcher Garrett Garfield. And so does shortstop Lee Trevino Jr. The Sock Puppets are managed by Anthony Esine. Kingsport managed by Rick Adair. And Tri-State has taken the lead over Johnson City. It is 5-4 Colcats. Four unanswered from Tri-State. And the Colcats enter tonight with a league-worst 10-19 overall record. That would be a huge win. If Kingsport can hold on to defeat Burlington and the Doughboys lose, the Axemen would be 2.5 games in front of Johnson City. It looks like Greenville is most likely going to win the Appalachian League West. So if the season ended today, Kingsport would play Greenville in a one-game West Divisional playoff in Tusculum. The Axemen visit Greenville in late July for a two-game set against the Flyboys. R.J. Johnson Jr. up to bat with runners on first and second and two outs. Kingsport looks to regain a multi-run lead. First pitch from Olson. Ball high and outside. Tonight, Johnson Jr. is 2-for-3 with an RBI triple and a run scored. Gilliam on first. Lawless leads off second base. The 1-0. Low and away. Johnson Jr. has reached base safely multiple times in each of his first three games. The 2-0. Ball three high and outside. Johnson Jr. is 4 for his first 9 at-bats. He's in the driver's seat. 3 balls and no strikes. The pitch. Ball 4 up and away. It's a 4-pitch walk to the Rutgers Scarlet Knight, and it loads the bases for the team's home run leader, Mason Swinney. The bases are occupied with 2 outs for the Dallas Baptist Patriot. Every base runner reached on a walk. Johnson Jr. on first, Gilliam on second, Lawless on third base. First offering from Olson. Strike one call. Swinney tonight is 0-for-2 with an HBP and a run scored. He has driven in a run in 12 of his first 23 completed games. The 0-1. Ball high and outside. Jet Gilliam and R.J. Johnson Jr. each recorded 2-out walks to load the bases. A ball and a strike on Swinney. The pitch. Swinney pops it up, fouled out of play, first base side. When batting with the bases loaded this season, Swinney is 0-for-2 with 2 RBIs and a strikeout. One of those 2 RBIs came on a sack fly, but a sack fly will do no good with 2 outs. The 1-2. Ball outside, and it evens up the count. Kingsport 4, Burlington 3. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning, and a square count on the Axemen home run leader, Mason Swinney, who went deep 4 times last week. The 2-2. Ball 3 high and inside, and it fills up the count. Johnson Jr. on first, Gilliam on second, Lawless on third base. 2 outs. The payoff pitch. Swinney pops it up, and that will go foul out of play, first base side. And I think that hit a fan on the head. He appears to be okay. It will be a minimum of a 7-pitch plate appearance for the Dallas Baptist Patriot, Mason Swinney. Bases loaded, 2 outs. The payoff once more from Olson. Swinney fouls it back off the home plate netting. For the 3rd time, Olson hurls home the payoff pitch. Swinney lines it foul down the third base line. Swinney was down in the count, a ball and 2 strikes, took 2 straight pitches outside the zone, and is now fouled off 3 straight pitches. Swinney will see at least 9 pitches in this plate appearance. The bases are occupied with 2 outs, and the Axemen lead by 1 in the top of the 6th. For the 4th time, the 3-2. Swinney launches it, foul down the left field line. This has been an excellent plate appearance for Mason Swinney. For the fifth time, Job Olson will come home with a payoff pitch. Here it is. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. And Swinney could not believe it. Very anticlimactic finish to that inning for the Axemen. But for Burlington, they're ecstatic. The Axemen strand the bases loaded with two outs. Still an impressive 10-pitch at-bat for Mason Swinney. Just didn't have the right result. To the bottom of the sixth inning, we'll see if Dylan Loy returns to the mound for the Axemen. Due up for the Sock Puppets, 6-7-8 hitters DeLonzo, Miller, and Elko when we return, and Dylan Loy is back on the hill for Kingsport. 4-3 Axemen, bottom of the sixth, coming up next. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Dylan Loy threw a scoreless fifth inning. No hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Just had a batter reach on an error. So he'll continue throwing to his college teammate, Stone Lawless. The Axemen look to continue to hold on to this one-run lead. Roster moves earlier today from the Axemen. No more Kyle Kipp and Logan Bryson in the bullpen, which were two of the best relievers. And then Sebastian Pisacreta, who had started the most games at catcher for the Axemen, has also departed from Kingsport. First pitch to DeLonzo. Ball one outside. Dylan Loy threw 17 pitches, 11 strikes in the fifth inning. The Sock Puppets stranded a runner at second base in that frame. Loy from the windup. Delivers home the 1-0. Popped up. Second baseman Nico Newhan is under it. And he makes the backhand catch. The leadoff hitter for the Sock Puppets tonight is 0-for-6 with no strikeouts. That's been the key to Kingsport's success defensively. Getting that first batter out puts significantly less pressure on the pitcher. Gage Miller is 0-for-2 with a pair of inning-ending outs, one pop-out, one ground-out. Loy's first pitch is a ball low and inside. Well, he can't make the last out in this inning. He comes up with the bases empty and one out. At the moment, the winning pitcher is JT Davis for Kingsport. It would be his first decision of the season. The 1-0. Skied high into right field. Johnson Jr. is under it, and he makes the catch. Dylan Loy has thrown 3 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings, going back to his first outing of the season. Nobody on and two outs for Michael Elko. He is 0-for-2 with a ground out to the third baseman, Cal Sefcik, and a ground out to the second baseman, Nico Newhan. Loy looks to record his first perfect inning. Elko watches strike one on the first pitch. Elko has 11 hits and 51 at-bats, batting .216. The 0-1. Line drive, and it gets past the first baseman, Zyers, and it rolls into right field for a base hit. It's a two-out single for Michael Elko, and the Sock Puppets have had a base runner in 5 of 6 innings tonight. Runner on first, two outs for Garrett Garfield. I wonder if he likes lasagna. First pitch is a ball low and away. Garfield has 4 hits and 29 at-bats this season. Tonight he's 0 for 2 with a swinging strikeout and a ground out to third base Cal Sefcik. Elko leads off first base, held on by Zyers. Loy throws back to first. Scores around the league. First in Johnson City, the Colcats and Doughboys are now tied at 5 apiece. Greenville leads Bristol 9-0, and Elizabethan has a slim 3-2 lead over Pulaski. And Loy throws back to first again. Away from home this season, the Axemen are 7-6, and at home are 8-7, so one game above 500 in both places. The 1-0, ball downstairs. Hitters count for the ninth hitting catcher, Garrett Garfield. The 2-0. Ball 3 just missed outside. You don't want to walk Garfield because the leadoff batter, Trevino Jr., is on deck and he is hungry to extend his Appalachian League best hit streak to 12 games. The 3-0. Ball 4, high and outside. It's a 4-pitch walk, the first surrendered by Dylan Loy tonight. And it puts the go-ahead runner on first base for Burlington. Tonight, Trevino Jr. is 0-for-2 with a hit-by-pitch and a strikeout. He was caught stealing to end the second inning. First pitch from Loy is in for a called strike. Trevino Jr. is batting .328 with 7 RBIs and 13 runs scored. The 0-1, low and inside. Garfield on first. He walked on 4 pitches. Elko on second. He had a 2-out single down the first base line. Kingsport looks to stay in front. The 1-1. In the dirt, ball 2. Tomorrow, it'll be a quick turnaround. 11 a.m. first pitch from Burlington Athletic Stadium. Two balls and a strike on Trevino Jr. Struck out swinging to end the inning his last time up. That was in the 4th. The pitch. Swing and a miss. In an inning and 2/3, Loy has allowed no runs on 1 hit, a walk, and a pair of strikeouts. He looks for his 3rd K against the leadoff man, Trevino Jr. Garfield on first, Elko on second. The 2-2. Just got a piece of it, foul ball. Well, Johnson City has taken an 8-5 lead. It appears they hit a three-run homer. The Axemen have a one-run lead in the bottom of the sixth. There remains a 2-2 count on Trevino Jr. Loy gets the sign from his catcher, Lawless. Delivers home. Poked foul and out of play, first base side. Trevino Jr. has fouled off consecutive 2-2 pitches from Dylan Loy, who, unlike Burlington's starting pitcher, Jimmy Lovelace, takes his time on the mound. Loy lets that pitch clock get down to the final 5 seconds usually. The 2-2 for the third time. Lifted foul and out of play. Trevino Jr. has fouled off three straight 2-2 pitches off Dylan Loy. This will be the eighth pitch of the plate appearance and fourth square count delivery. Loy fires home. Swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! Loy punches out Trevino Jr. to end the sixth inning. The Sock Puppets strand two runners on base, and the Axemen remain in front 4-3 over Burlington. To the seventh we go. Middle of the Kingsport order due up. Zyrus, Sefcik, and Newhan.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The Sock Puppets replace Job Olson with Johnny Joseph. And that's one of those names where you look at it and you're like, which one is the first name? Because really, you could be Joseph Johnny. Well, imagine if he was a junior, he'd be Triple J, like Josiah Jordan James. Johnny Joseph hails from the Tar Heel State. He's from Charlotte, and he attends Queens University of Charlotte. But he'll have to deal with Zyrus, Sefcik, and Newhan to begin his outing. The clock has struck nine in Burlington, North Carolina. Kingsport leads 4-3. Kingsport scored three in the first, and so did Burlington. But since then, the Axemen have scored one in the fourth, and that's it for scoring. Zyrus is 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a hit by pitch. First offering from Joseph is a strike one call, middle inside. Zyrus recently committed to Eastern Michigan from VCU. The 0-1, low and in. Zyrus's OPS is back to above 1,000 at 1,001. The 1-1. Zyrus chops it to the second baseman, DeLonzo. Picks it up on the high hop, but he has no play to first base. It's an infield single for Devin Zyrus, and the Eastern Michigan Eagle secures his sixth multi-hit game of the season. That ball was in the air for quite a while. That's two infield singles for Devin Zyrus tonight. Runner on first, nobody out for Cal Sefcik, who is 0 for 2 with an RBI walk. First pitch from Joseph is cut on and missed. The 0-1. Low and inside, it gets past the catcher, Garfield. Zyrus advances to second base on the wild pitch. When batting with runners in scoring position, including a plate appearance tonight, Sefcik is 6 for 28 with a home run, 5 walks, 14 of his 15 RBIs, and just 4 strikeouts. So he's walked more times than he struck out, hitting with RSP. Kingsport 4, Burlington 3 in the top of the seventh inning. Runner on second, nobody out for the Cincinnati Bearcat. And now it's a mound visit from the catcher, Garrett Garfield, to the new pitcher, Johnny Joseph. Both Kingsport and Burlington are both down to just two catchers on their active roster, following the departure of Sebastian Pisacreta. Even count on Sefcik. The 1-1. Chopper up the middle. Shortstop Trevino Jr. has it. Throw to first is in time for the out. But Devin Zyrus advances to third base. It's a productive out for Cal Sefcik. He may end up getting what I like to call an RBI assist. Runner on third, one out for Nico Newhan. He's 1 for 2 tonight with an RBI and a strikeout. He watches a first pitch strike. Newhan recorded an RBI hit by pitch in the top of the first inning. He was the sixth and final hitter to reach base safely that inning. The 0-1. Newhan chops it foul, third base side into the Burlington bullpen. This is how we've started the top of the seventh inning. Zyrus led off with an infield single, then advanced to second base on a wild pitch, then a Sefcik ground out advanced Zyrus from second to third base. The 0-2. Newhan grounds it to third. Scooped up by Elko. Throw to the plate is in time. And Garfield tags out Zyrus. So Newhan reaches first base on a fielder's choice. And that's the second time in three games that Zyrus has been thrown out on a play where he wasn't forced to advance. Runner on first, two outs for Tyler Myatt. 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. He watches ball one low and inside. So that's a big out at the plate because it keeps the Sock Puppets within one run. Johnny Joseph checks on Newhan, who's already stolen the base tonight. The 1-0. Check swing, went around, strike one. Myatt is now batting 135, 7 for his first 52 at-bats. The 1-1. Myatt fouls it away, third base side. Well, he's had one golden sombrero this season, but it was in the first, it was in the second week of the season. 1-2. The pitch, ball in the dirt. Kingsport with 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors defensively. Burlington has 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors in the field. Even count on Tyler Myatt. The 2-2, ball 3 low and outside. Myatt has walked 6 times this season entering this plate appearance. Newhand will take off the payoff. Ball 4 low and away. It's a 2-out full count walk for Tyler Myatt, and Kingsport has runners on first and second with 2 outs for Stone Lawless. Lawless is 0-for-1 tonight with 2 walks, and he scored what could potentially be the game-winning run back in the 4th inning. On a Jet Gilliam go-ahead RBI sacrifice fly to deep left field. Myatt on first, Newhand on second base, 2 outs for the Tennessee Vol. Joseph delivers home. Strike 1 called to Lawless. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Ball low and away. Lawless is 3 for his last 9 with a double, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a run scored. Myatt on first, Newhand on second. Even count on Lawless. The pitch, cut and a miss. That was low and inside. The Axemen have stranded multiple runners in 2 innings tonight. They look to avoid making that 3 of 7. Lawless now down in the count against Johnny Joseph. The 1-2. Hit him on the head, and he is down. Oh, no. He is mincing in pain in the righty batter's box. Trainer Brandon Harrell and third base coach David Newhand attending to him, and so is manager Rick Adair. At the moment, he's kneeled down. He is still down, though. It loads the bases. And now a mound visit from pitching coach Jason White. Lawless is still down on 2 knees. We'll see if he remains in the game. And Lawless gets up. It's an ovation from the crowd. I think he's discussing with manager Adair whether or not he will stay in the game. And it looks like Lawless is going to be the runner on first base. For the third inning tonight, Tyree Jackson. Well, the Axemen have a bases loaded situation. Kingsport 4, Burlington 3 in the top of the seventh inning. The bases are occupied with two outs for the ninth hitting left fielder, Tyree Jackson, who is 2-for-4 with two RBIs, batting with the bases juiced this season. First offering is a ball low and outside, and it's kept in front by Garfield. Lawless on first. He was hit by a pitch. Myatt on second. He walked. And Newhan is the runner on third base. He reached on a fielder's choice. The 1-0 from Joseph. Low and away, ball two. Hitters count for Tyree Jackson. The 2-0. Strike one call. In late and close situations, Tyree Jackson is 8-for-10 this season. The 2-1, fouled back. Now you may ask, how do you define that? It's a late or close situation in the seventh inning or later is when the batting team is leading by one run or tied or has the potential tying run on base, at bat, or on deck. The 2-2. Jackson chops it foul, third base side. Jackson has 8 hits and 10 at-bats in late and close situations with a home run, 3 RBIs, 2 walks, and no strikeouts. No other player in the Appalachian League has more than 5 late and close base hits. The count is square. The pitch. Ball 3 high and outside. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Full count on Tyree Jackson. The payoff. Chopper up the middle, and that will roll into center field for a base hit. Newhan scores on a two-out, two-strike Tyree Jackson RBI single, and Kingsport leads 5-3. Like I said, Tyree Jackson in late and close situations is Mr. Him. He is him. So Lawless appears to be just fine. He's still in the game, and it's great to see. So the bases remain loaded. Manager Anthony Esine makes a mound visit, and it looks like the Sock Puppets will make a pitching change. Kingsport 5, Burlington 3, top of the seventh inning in Sock Puppet Country. So that does it for Johnny Joseph. Big time base knock from Tyree Jackson. We'll see who the new pitcher for the Sock Puppets is in just a moment. Now pitching for Burlington is Jarek Hobb. Not Derek, not Eric, but Jarek. He's a left-hander out of Gardner Webb, transferred from Stony Brook. He's from Rotterdam, New York. And now it looks like Liam McCallum will be a pinch runner for Stone Lawless. And he will be. So Liam McCallum, the Aussie, will be the new pinch runner. So he'll be on second base. So this means that Riley Orr will most likely come in to catch for Lawless and be the new eighth batter in the Axemen lineup. Again, new pitcher, Jarek Hobb. Well, this is a very favorable situation for Jet Gilliam. When batting with the bases loaded this season, he is 3-for-7 with 2 doubles and a league-leading 10 RBIs. Half of his runs batted in have come with the bases loaded. Liam McCallum comes in as a pinch runner, replacing Stone Lawless at second base. Jackson on first, McCallum on second, Myatt on third with 2 outs in the top of the seventh. And Kingsport leads 5-3.
Your attention, please. Pinch running, number 30, Liam McCallum.
And now a mound visit from catcher Garrett Garfield to the new pitcher, Jarek Hobb. What was the point of the last minute mound visit from the manager and the rest of the infield? He must have seen something. The bases are occupied with 2 outs. First offering from Hobb. Ball downstairs. Gilliam is 3-for-7 with 2 doubles, 10 RBIs, and a walk, hitting with the bases loaded this season. The 1-0. Gilliam laces it foul, first base side, strike one. Gilliam tonight is 1-for-2 with an RBI, a walk, and a run scored. He has extended his on-base streak to 24 games. Jackson on first, McCallum on second, Myatt on third base, the 1-1. Watched for a strike two call. A ball and 2 strikes. Hobb fires home. Swing and a miss, strike 3. The Axemen strand the bases loaded for the second straight inning, but do bring a run home on a Tyree Jackson RBI single. Stretch time in Sockville. Due up for the Puppets, Brody Block, Tyler Albright, and Bromley Thornton, the 2-3-4 hitters for Burlington.
TO 08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
So Liam McCallum, who is the pinch runner in the top of the seventh inning, is a two-way player. So I wonder if he were to come in to pitch, would he be allowed to? Because Riley Orr is now catching, taking the spot of Lawless, and McCallum replaced Lawless as the pinch runner, but Orr is now catching, so McCallum is no longer in the lineup. But can he come in as a relief pitcher? I would think he can. It's just a very rare situation because there aren't many two-way players in baseball. So Dylan Loy returns to the mound for the Axemen. His first pitch is a ball low and away to Brody Block, who is 0-for-3 with a run scored. Reached in an error in the bottom of the first, flew out to the center fielder Jet Gilliam in the third, and then grounded out to the pitcher in the fifth. Dylan Loy has tossed two scoreless innings on one hit, one walk, and three strikeouts. Kingsport leads by two. The 1-0. Ball downstairs. 21 of Loy's 37 pitches have been strikes. And his first outing, 24 of his 38 pitches were strikes. The 2-0. Inside, ball three. Again, JT Davis at the moment is in line for his first victory of the season, while Sock Puppet's starting pitcher, Jimmy Lovelace, is in line for the loss. The 3-0. Ball four inside. It's a four-pitch leadoff walk for Brody Block, and the game-tying run comes up to bat Tyler Albright. Albright is 0-for-2 with a walk. Sock Puppet fans on their feet. Tri-State has cut the lead to one against Johnson City, back at fourth game at the home of the Doughboys. Loy's first pitch is lifted into right center field. Jet Gilliam will make the catch. Brody Block stays put at first base. A quick out from Dylan Loy. Well, Greenville is pitching a combined one-hitter against the State Liners. Runner on first, one out for the cleanup batter, Bromley Thornton. He is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk. Block leads off first base. The throw back from Dylan Loy is wild, and it gets into the Kingsport bullpen. Block will advance a minimum to third base, and he gets the wave home, and now they keep him at third. The third base coach originally wanted to send him home, but it's a two-base throwing error from the pitcher, Dylan Loy. It advances Block from one corner to the next. And now a sac fly can cut the lead in half. Kingsport 5, Burlington 3. Runner on third, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bromley Thornton up to bat. First pitch is lifted into center field. Gilliam makes the catch. Block tags up from third to home and scores. It's an RBI sacrifice fly for Bromley Thornton. And the Sock Puppets have cut the lead to one. And it's 5-4 Axemen. That clears the bases with two outs for Cole Nelson, who had a game-tying three-run home run in the bottom of the first. A solo blast would do the job to tie this game once again. First offering from Loy. Ball downstairs. Kingsport has now made four errors, and Burlington has four hits. The 1-0. Line drive foul ball off of Riley Orr's helmet. Kingsport scored three in the first, one in the fourth, one in the seventh. Burlington scored three in the first and one so far in the bottom of the seventh inning. Even count on Nelson. The 1-1. Chopper to shortstop. Swinney makes the backhand play. Throw to first is on the money for the inning ending out. Burlington gets a run, but Kingsport preserves the lead. Through seven, Axman 5, Sock Puppets 4. Due up in the top of the eighth inning, R.J. Johnson Jr., Mason Swinney, and Devin Zyrus, 2-3-4 hitters for Kingsport. Score updates around the Appalachian League. Johnson City 8, Tri-State 7 in the bottom of the 8th. Greenville 9, Bristol 0 in the bottom of the 7th. Pulaski has taken a lead over Elizabeth, and all of a sudden the River Turtles are hot. If they can hold on to win. Same pitcher, Jarek Hobb, in the game for the Sock Puppets. Elm Hill Hot Dog is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Make sure to come by Hunter Wright Stadium to take in a baseball game and an Elm Hill Hot Dog. It's the only hot dog made in Tennessee. So the Axemen look to get some insurance runs in the top of the eighth. Johnson Jr., Mason Swinney, and Devin Zyrus. R.J. Johnson Jr. will lead off the top of the eighth. Tonight he's 2-for-3 with a triple, an RBI, a run scored, a walk, and a strikeout. Defensive switch for the Sock Puppets. Nick Allen replaces Cole Nelson. First offering to Johnson Jr., laid down a bunt and pulled back in time. The 1-0. Johnson Jr. put down a bunt again, and he did not go around. It's ball two. So Brody Block in right field, Nick Allen in center field. The 2-0. Strike one call. So Cole Nelson, with the game-tying three-run homer in the first inning, has been taken out. The 2-1. Bunt laid down, and it's fouled back. For as hot a bat Johnson Jr. has been swinging to begin the season, I would think he would want to swing away. But now he has to on a two-strike count. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. One down in the top of the eighth with Mason Swinney up to bat. Last time Swinney came up was with the bases loaded and two outs, and he struck out swinging on a 10-pitch at-bat. First pitch from Hobb is a ball up and away. Hobb is one of four left-handed pitchers on the 17-man staff. Next offering drops in for a called strike. The 1-1, cut and a miss. Including tonight, Mason Swinney has scored a run in 15 of 24 games, including four straight. One ball and two strikes, one out. The pitch, ball high and away. K Kingsport 5, Burlington 4 in the top of the eighth inning. The 2-2. Swinney chops it foul down the third baseline. Tonight's game is lightly attended. The count remains square on Swinney. The 2-2 again from Hobb. Ball three outside. Full count on the DBU Patriot. The payoff. Cut and a miss. Swinney out on strikes. He's been retired in four straight at-bats since being hit by a pitch in the first inning. So Johnson Jr. and Mason Swinney begin the eighth inning with swinging strikeouts. With the bases empty and two outs, it brings up Devin Zyras, who has reached base safely 22 times in his last 38 plate appearances. First offering is a strike one call. He's reached base three of four times tonight. Two singles and a hit by pitch. The 0-1, cut and a miss. The breakdown of the 22 base appearances, 10 walks, 10 hits, two hit by pitches. No balls and two strikes. The pitch, ball one low and away. The 1-2, low and away, and it gets past the catcher, Garfield. Even count on Devin Zyras, who is now batting 306 this season to lead all qualified players on the team. The 2-2, ball three high. Zyras was down on the count 0-2 and has since watched three straight balls outside the zone. He looks to reach base safely for the fourth time tonight. The payoff. Cut and a miss. It's a perfect eighth inning for Jarek Hobb. He strikes out the Axemen swinging in order. Not only that, the 2-3-4 hitters. An impressive frame from Jarek Hobb. Due up for the Sock Puppets in the bottom of the eighth, Joseph DeLonzo, Gage Miller, and Michael Elko, Dylan Loy will take another crack at it. In three innings, he has thrown 44 pitches, and he's allowed an earned run on one hit, two walks, and three strikeouts. See, it seems like he's thrown at least 60 pitches because he takes a long time in his delivery, but he's only thrown 44 and three, so he has plenty of gas left in the tank. Bottom of the eighth is next from Burlington. Axemen 5, Sock Puppets 4.
To boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Joseph DeLonzo, 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of singles. First pitch from Loy is a strike one call. 26 of Loy's 45 pitches have been strikes. The 0-1. Chopper to first base and it tails foul. only one of, well, two of Kingsport's earned runs have been of four. It's weird. It says that they have one earned run allowed, but the total, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. The 0-2 from Loy. Lace fouling out of play. It says that both Davis and Loy have allowed an earned run, but then the total of earned runs says two. That doesn't make much sense. No balls and two strikes on DeLonzo. The pitch. Laced foul, and that goes through the netting and out of play. It's past 9:30 Eastern time, 7 minutes past to be exact. But we're still playing baseball in the Tar Heel State with the Axemen ahead 5-4. The 0-2 for the third time from Dylan Loy. Hit him. May have skimmed his elbow. And Dylan Loy doesn't think so. He think he may have leaned in. And Loy is still objecting to that. And now manager Anthony Esine comes out. And is he going to make a change? And the Sock Puppets will, in fact, bring in a pinch runner. But first, Esine has a word with him. And that pinch runner is Carter Bailey. So that's the night for DeLonzo. Very successful evening at the plate. Reached base 3 of 4 times. Two singles and a hit by pitch. And that was on an 0-2 count. So Dylan Loy will now face Gage Miller. And Carter Bailey, the runner on first. First offering is a ball low. The game-tying run is on base, represented by Carter Bailey. A ball and no strikes on Gage Miller. The pitch. Lifted foul and out of play behind home plate. The Doughboys have added an insurance run and lead the Colcats 9-7 entering the top of the ninth inning. But at the moment, this is the closest game in the league. One run deficit. The 1-1. Ball two, low and away. The Axemen have bullpen action. It looks like it is Jonathan Webster in the pen. And it is. Two balls and one strike on Miller. A pitch. Ball three inside. The Axemen are entering dangerous territory. Bailey leads off first base, held on by Zyrus. Hitters count for Miller. And time is called. The 3-1, Bailey takes off, but it's fouled away. And he got a great jump, too. I could see Miller banging his leg, surely upset that he couldn't put that ball in play. Now Loy will most certainly keep a keener eye on Bailey, the pinch runner on first base. Full count, nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Loy checks on first, delivers the payoff. Low and inside, ball four. Two batters face, two free passes in the bottom of the eighth, and now manager Rick Adair will check on Loy I think they should keep him in. And it appears as though they will. Kingsport 5, Burlington 4. Runners on first and second. Nobody out for Michael Elko. And a double play ball is wished for by Kingsport. Miller on first, Bailey on second. First pitch, laid down a bunt, pulled back, and it's a ball low. A ball and no strike. Still nobody out. Runners on first and second. The pitch. Fouled back. In three innings, Loy has allowed one unearned run on one hit. Three walks, three strikeouts. Well, it says unearned run, but it should be an earned run. Even count on Elko. The 1-1, he lays down a bunt, pulls back, and it's low and inside, ball two. In the eighth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 10-8. Kingsport has been held off the board in 14 straight eighth innings, including tonight. Elko now ahead in the count, two balls and a strike. He's the eighth hitting third baseman. The pitch. Strike two call. That is huge. The game tying run is on second base. The go ahead run is on first base. Square count on Michael Elko. Loy fires home. Fouled back. The Sock Puppets have not led all game long. Dylan Loy's pitch count is now up to 60. It remains a 2-2 count on Elko. Riley Orr. Now catching for Stone Lawless. The 2-2. Strike three call! Hoo-ah! Loy punches out Michael Elko looking, and he has four Ks tonight. And now manager Rick Adair will make a pitching change. And Jonathan Webster will replace Dylan Loy. Webster has no decisions through five relief appearances. In six and a third innings pitched, he's allowed seven earned runs on eight hits, six walks, and seven strikeouts. He has a 9.95 ERA. 70 of his 120 pitches have been strikes, which is a 58.3% strike rate. And he has a 2.05 whip and 296 opponent average this season. And he comes in facing a huge spot. Garrett Garfield, the ninth batter up. Runners on first and second, one out. One run lead for the Axemen. Thank you. Jonathan Webster, in his last outing at Elizabethton, allowed an earned run in one inning on no hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. The majority of his runs allowed came in one outing back on June 13th, which was his second appearance. That was at Johnson City. In 2 2/3 innings, he allowed four earned runs on four hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. He's yet to allow a home run. We just haven't seen a lot of him this season, only five appearances. So this is the first time Webster has pitched twice in the span of 5 days. He last threw on July 5th at Elizabethton. So he'll throw a few more warm-ups to Riley Orr, and then we're back to action. We are set to resume play. Webster versus Garfield. Garfield tonight, 0-2. With a walk and a strikeout. He walked his last time up in the bottom of the sixth. Axman 5, Sock Puppets 4 in the bottom of the eighth. Miller on first, the pinch runner Bailey on second. Webster from the stretch comes home with his first offering. Strike one call. At the moment, Dylan Loy finishes with 3 1/3 innings pitched with an earned run on one hit, three walks, and four strikeouts. No balls and a strike on Garfield. The pitch. Ball outside, just missed. The count is even on Garfield. A double play ends the inning and keeps the Axemen in front as Webster steps off. And now Riley Orr, the catcher, will make a mound visit. Again, Stone Lawless exited the game earlier tonight on a hit by pitch. That was in the seventh inning. We hope all was well with him. Kingsport is already running thin. Only two catchers. If Riley Orr gets hurt, I don't know who's going to be behind the plate. 1-1 count on Garfield. Webster delivers. Ball two, high and outside. At the moment, no bullpen action for the Axemen. Game tying run at second base. Go ahead run on first. The 2-1. Strike two call. Just kissed the upper inside part of the strike zone. Just barely. Square count on Garfield. The pitch, and it hit him on the back. The Sock Puppets have loaded the bases without putting a ball in play, and it brings up the leadoff batter, Lee Trevino Jr. That's a back-breaking play for the Axemen. Burlington can take their first lead of the game. At the moment, the Sock Puppets have the game tying run at third, go ahead run at second. First pitch to Trevino. Ball one, high and outside. Garfield on first, Miller on second, Bailey on third, one out. Sock Puppets trailing by one in the bottom of the eighth. The 1-0. Ball two, high. The 2-0. Ball three high. And Webster is one ball away from walking home a run, which would be the game tying for the Sock Puppets. The 3-0. Strike one call. He missed high on those first three balls. They were all above the strike zone. Hitters count for Trevino Jr. The 3-1. Ball four outside, and that scores the game-tying run. Carter Bailey comes home on a Lee Trevino RBI walk, and it's 5-5 in Burlington. The Sock Puppets have the go-ahead run on third base. Base is loaded, one out for Brody Block. First offering is a strike one call. No balls and a strike. The pitch, low and away. Kingsport 5, Burlington 5. Bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth with one out and an even count on Brody Block. The pitch lifted foul and out of play, third base side. Pivotal 1-2 pitch upcoming from Webster. A strikeout would be massive. The pitch, ball two, high and outside. The 2-2, ball three low, and the next ball will score the go-ahead run. This is the pitch of the game. Full count, one out. The payoff. Fouled out of play. Trevino on first, Garfield on second, Miller on third. The second payoff pitch. Fouled back right above my head. For the third time, Webster will come home with the payoff pitch. Here it is. Ball four. Sock Puppets take the lead. A go-ahead Brody Block RBI walk brings home Gage Miller, and now pitching coach Josh Lucas will make a mound visit. Burlington leads. Unbelievable. Webster hit his first batter and then walked the next two with the bases loaded. And the Sock Puppets have their first lead of the game. Well, in the top of the ninth inning, the Axemen have the 5-6-7 batters due up. Kingsport will need to score a minimum of one run to keep the game alive. Webster has thrown 18 pitches, 11 balls, 7 strikes. The bases remain loaded with one out for Tyler Albright. And it gives the Sock Puppets a chance to give them their first multi-run lead of the game. Now the Axemen have bullpen action with Trey Maples. First pitch home is fouled away. Again, this Kingsport bullpen is totally depleted with Logan Bryson and Kyle Kipp. Those were two of the best relievers, and they're gone in the middle of the season. The 0-1, ball low and away. And it really puts a lot of pressure on relievers who haven't seen a lot of action, like Webster and Maples, who could be coming in next. The 1-1, fouled away. It's been a lengthy bottom of the eighth, Sock Puppets 6, Axemen 5. I just feel like if you sign up for the league, you should really have to play the whole summer, unless you're hurt, of course. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. Check swing. Did not go around, and it's ball two. Sock Puppet 6, Axemen 5. Bases loaded, one out, and it's a square count on Tyler Albright. The 2-2. Ball three outside. Full count on Albright. The payoff. Ball four, high and inside. You just have to take him out. Three straight walks with the bases loaded. And the Sock Puppets now lead 7-5, and I think that's going to do it for Webster. Manager Rick Adair visits the mound. He points to the pen, and Trey Maples will replace Webster. It was unable to record an out on four batters faced, hit one and walked three with the bases loaded. Just a tough outing for him. He was really solid the last time out. But now it's Trey Maples, who in his last outing allowed three earned runs in a third of an inning. Again, a very depleted Kingsport bullpen, losing Bryson and Kipp, and losing Townsend a few days before that. It's not a knock on the guys who are currently pitching, but it puts them in a tough spot. So it's now 10 o'clock. It's been an incredibly lengthy bottom of the eighth. The eighth hitter coming up is Bromley Thornton. Believe it or not, Burlington has scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth, and they still have the bases loaded without putting a single ball in play. So Maples will throw a few more warm-up pitches, and then we'll return to the action. Burlington 7, Kingsport 5 in the bottom of the 8th. Bromley Thornton due up. First pitch is a ball 0 and inside. A ball and no strikes on the cleanup batter. The pitch, ball 2, low and outside. Albright on first, Block on second, Trevino on third. The 2-0. Skied high into deep right field. Johnson Jr. going back. He makes the catch in front of the warning track, but Trevino Jr. will tag up from third base and score on a Thornton RBI sacrifice fly. Burlington now leads 8-5. Now runners on the corners with two outs for Cole Nelson. Well, it's a pinch hitter. Runner takes off. First offering is a strike one call. And now pinch hitting for Burlington is Nick Allen. Well, Nick Allen came in as a defensive change for Cole Nelson in the last inning. Burlington has put up 4 in the bottom of the 8th without recording a hit. The 0-1. Line drive into left field. Tyree Jackson running in. He can't make the catch. Two runs will score on a two-out, two-run single from Nick Allen. And Burlington has blown this game open. It's 10-5, Sock Puppets. This is turning out to be quite a disappointing ending to what was a very good baseball game through 7 completed innings. Back to the man who led off the inning. It's Carter Bailey. First offering from Maples. Up and in. So Nick Allen is the runner on second with two outs. Kingsport is out hitting Burlington 8-5, but Kingsport pitchers have walked 8 batters, struck out 7, and have also hit 3 batters. The 1-0. Allen pokes it foul and out of play. Even count on Bailey. The pitch. Swinging a high, deep drive to left field. Jackson going back at the warning track. Forget about it. It's a two-out, two-run home run for Carter Bailey. The Sock Puppets have scored 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th and lead the Axemen 12-5. First pitch is a ball low and inside. It's now Gage Miller. Ball and no strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Hit him on the helmet. Just call this game. It's not good for the kids. I mean, come on. Thank you. Runner on first, two outs, Burlington 12, Kingsport 5. First pitch is a strike one call to Elko. The 0-1. Chopper to first base. Zyrus has it. Maples covering the bag, but the throw to first is in time. That ends the eighth inning. The Sock Puppets brought up 11 batters and now lead 12-5. So the Sock Puppets will carry a 7-run lead going into the top of the ninth inning. Kingsport will bring up the 5-6-7 hitters, Cal Sefcik, Nico Newhan, and Tyler Myatt.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
First pitch to Sefcik is a swing and a miss. Sefcik tonight, 0-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. The 0-1, low and away. It is still Jarek Hobb on the mound for the Sock Puppets. And he will be the winning pitcher. The 1-1, Sefcik ground ball to third. Scooped up by Elko. Throw to first is in time for the out. First pitch is a strike one call to Newhan. No balls and a strike on Newhan. The pitch fouled away. Burlington put up 8 runs in the bottom of the eighth and now lead by 7. The 0-2 fouled away again. The 0-2 again, and it's fouled back. No balls and 2 strikes, the pitch. Newhan rips it up the middle and into center field for a base hit. It's a multi-hit game for Nico Newhan, his 8th of the season. Hey, hey, hey. on first, one out in the top of the ninth for Tyler Myatt, 12-5 Burlington. First pitch is up and in, ball one. One oh is a ball high and outside. Myatt tonight is 0-3 with a walk and three strikeouts. Walked on a full count pitch his last time up in the seventh, the 2-0. Half swing and a miss, strike one. That would have been ball three. The 2-1. Strike two call. Remember to tune in tomorrow morning. It's an 11 a.m. start. The 2-2, ball three high. Full count, one out. The payoff. Ball four downstairs. It's a full count walk for Tyler Myatt, and he has a multi-walk game. And now Kingsport has runners on first and second with one out. For Riley Orr, who came in defensively for Stone Lawless back in the seventh inning. First pitch to Orr is a ball low and away. A ball and no strikes. A pitch. Fouled back. Riley Orr is batting 302 this season with an 817 OPS. He has homered twice, and one of those two home runs came in the ninth inning at Pulaski. The 1-1. Cut and a miss. One-two count on Riley Orr. The pitch. Chopper to third. Picked up by Elko. Steps on the bag and throws to first for the inning-ending and game-ending double play. Hard-fought win for the Sock Puppets. They take this 12-5 and come from behind fashion. But look, if you're the Axemen, you cannot let this game affect you. Yes, lost two of your best relievers. Star catcher today. Yes, you led for the majority of the game and lost by seven, but it's only one game. Still in second place. And the beauty of this series is that tomorrow night is an early game, so get your head on straight. Come out tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. first pitch, and make the Sock Puppets your puppet. It's as simple as that. And I think they will. Kingsport is a team that's known to bounce back from adversity this season. They dropped to 15-14 with the loss, while the Sock Puppets improved to 16-14. Only one bad inning tonight. That's all it was. But you got to stay positive, and I think the Axemen are going to split this series tomorrow night, stay put in second place, and maybe Johnson City will lose to Tri-State. But as of now, the Axemen are now a game, now only half a game, in front of Johnson City in second place. Final score, Sock Puppets 12, Axemen 5. The Sock Puppets scored 12 runs on 6 hits, made no errors defensively, while Kingsport scored 5 runs on 9 hits and committed 4 errors in the field. So the winning pitcher for the Sock Puppets is Hobby, improves to 3-0. The losing pitcher for the Axemen is Dylan Loy, Loy in 3 1/3 innings pitched, allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 1 hit, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Tomorrow morning is a rebound game. The Axemen will take on the Sock Puppets, 11 a.m. first pitch in the Tar Heel State. From Burlington Athletic Stadium, I'm Ben Slotnick. Good night. Check 1, check 2, check 3, check 4. This is a Kingsport test.